The object of our lesson today is to shed a little light on the importance of thanksgiving. I suppose that every one of us here, sometime or another, have done a good deed for someone and never so much as got a polite thank you after we did our deed. And I'd like to ask you, how eager were you to help them out the next time? Well, we're not here put on earth to be a servant expecting always a thank you. But I can tell you this much, that just a polite thank you goes a long ways. In our busy life of hustle and bustle, trying to get things accomplished, I'm sure somewhere along the line, every one of us have failed to be thankful. Being unthankful and ungrateful is a mistake we never want to become a habit. An attitude of ingratitude can be very destructive. And I would like to read you a story out of the Bible that I think illustrates my point. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 25. I'm not going to read the story out of the Bible just verbatim, but I've kind of shrunk it down a little bit and put it in my own words. But it goes like this. Once upon a time, in a rugged mountainous place, there was a handsome warrior named David. He was being pursued by the evil king Saul. God had Samuel anoint David as the new king, but the older king, Saul, became very jealous. He refused to step down and was attempting to kill David. Well, David was well known among men. He was a man of high integrity and honor. No matter where he went, the Almighty God was always watching out for him. He had a small army of 600 men who were helping him escape from the evil king. It was very difficult for David to find enough food to feed himself and his army. So David had a plan. He says, since my army and I are helping keep the sheep herders safe from harm in this rugged region, I will send 10 young men to the local rich man who owns all these sheep, and we'll ask him for a generous donation to help our cause. The rich businessman's name was Nabal. He was a very harsh man, and he was known for being evil. When he was asked for the donation, he pretended that he had never even heard of the famous David, and he refused to give him anything, not even a water to drink. When the 10 men returned empty-handed and told David how rudely they were treated, David became very, very angry. And this is what he said. In vain I have protected all that this fellow has in the wilderness so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him. And he has repaid me evil for good. By the morning light I will kill every male that belongs to him, whether it be a son or a servant. Wow. David was bent on getting revenge. As I already said, an attitude of ingratitude can be very destructive. And so as we think about the frame of mind that David was put in when Nabal was ungrateful to him, we can see the results. Now, what's the moral of the story? Is it get revenge when someone fails to thank you? No, that's not the moral of the story. And thank goodness there was a good woman in this story that turned the tide and changed things around. So on the flip side of things, let's continue the story. Fortunately for all the males in the family, the rich, evil businessman had a very beautiful wife who also had good understanding. Her name was Abigail. When she found out about her husband's harsh response to David, she secretly gathered a large sum of food and loaded it on the donkeys and took it to David in hopes that he would change his mind. Wow. David was very impressed with this beautiful woman. She was a brave lady, he thought. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God, and blessed are you for keeping me from my bloodshed." David took the food and the drink and sent her back home where her husband was having a drunken feast. After her husband had awakened the next morning from his hangover, the beautiful wife told her harsh husband how she gave food to David to turn back his avenging plan. Her husband's heart became like a stone, and 10 days later he was struck dead by the Almighty Lord God. When David had heard what happened to the rich, harsh businessman Nabal, he blessed the Lord and proposed to the beautiful and understanding Abigail, who was now a widow. She accepted. The two became husband and wife, and the Lord blessed them with a son named Chilion. Well, that's the end of my story. But let's just think about the attitude of gratitude that Abigail had. And what did it produce? She diverted a slaughter of innocent people. She helped save a good man from doing something very, very wrong. She fed a small army of men in a very real need of food. And her life became more blessed than ever before. We are created in the image of God. I think it comes natural that we all like to be thanked, don't we? I don't think I've ever recall hearing anyone complaining of a sincere thank you. Did you hear that? He thanked me. You don't hear anybody say anything like that, do we? And I feel certain God loves to be thanked also. Through the scriptures, it seems quite obvious that God wants us to be thankful. And there's just lots of scriptures. In the scripture that Jacob read to us today, think how many times it talked about being thankful. Think of all the good things that the Lord had done for the children of Israel. And in that story that he read in 107, Psalms 107, he repeats over and over, to be thankful. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He's good, for His mercy endures forever. He says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Now, the book of Romans, we get the gist of why people fail to honor God. We get that through Romans 1 and 21. Here's what it says. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Not being thankful for the goodness of God can bring very destructive results. It says here, even the darkening of our hearts causing God to give us up to our own destructive, selfish passions. That's where it will end if we do not become thankful to the Lord. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When Jesus walked the earth, He gave us an example of being thankful. Matthew 15:36, you remember when they were about to feed a great multitude of people with 7 loaves and fish. It says, and this is what Jesus did before He handed it out. He says He gave thanks, broke them and gave them to His disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. There's power in a grateful heart, isn't there? It helps get her eyes off ourselves and keep her focused back on God. A grateful heart reminds us that we're not in control, and a heart of humbleness is most appropriate. A grateful heart helps remind us that God is the giver and provider of all good things. It's impossible to be truly thankful and be filled with negative and ungratefulness at the same time. You can't be ungrateful and negative and be thankful at the same time. It's not possible. How many complainers do you know that comes across as a grateful person? I never think that. When I see people complaining, I think just the opposite. I think, oh, how ungrateful they are. Almost 400 years ago, a boatload of pilgrims came to America looking for freedom from an oppressive way of life. They had hopes of worshiping God according to the dictates of their hearts. After many hardships and death, the pilgrims, on their third year after landing at Plymouth Rock, were called to assemble. They were called to an assembly. This assembly came about as a proclamation from the governor, Wilford Bradford. This is what he said in his proclamation. November 29th, 1623, between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime, all should come to the meeting house on the hill to offer thanksgiving. Excuse me. To offer thanksgiving to the Almighty God. That was in 1623. In just a few days, we're going to have our national holiday, Thanksgiving. 1789, by proclamation of President George Washington, a national day of devotion to God was to be observed on Thursday, November 26th. In the middle of the United States Civil War, President Lincoln was prompted to proclaim a day of thanksgiving. All the way from George Washington to our presidents that we have today, many of our presidents have proclaimed in speeches about how we should be thankful to our Almighty God. In 1941, President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, signed a bill into federal law which made Thanksgiving Day to be observed on the fourth Thursday of every November. Thanksgiving is an ideal time for parents to help teach and reinforce and remind our children that it's important to be grateful. According to Daniel P. Peretta, Executive Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family, ages 0 to 3 offers a great opportunity to teach contentment. And of course, contentment is an essential ingredient for gratitude in later years. Modeling for your children how to be thankful at each meal is a great way to lead toddlers into an attitude of gratitude. And of course, children love to participate. And I think make it a very intelligent guess that just about every one of our young adults here that have children have their children lead in prayer. And that's a very, very good thing. Because children like to participate. They like hands-on activities over just listening and observing. So let's be sure that we do that every time we eat a meal. One mother I read about said she realized that frustrating situations such as long times at stores or stopped in traffic jams on the freeway were opportunities to show her children how to be content whatever the circumstance. Contentment and thankfulness go hand in hand. Well, I've been in traffic jams before, and I bet you have too. You waited in long lines at the grocery store, and there's other situations in which your contentment is challenged. The Apostle Paul told the Philippian brethren that in every situation he learned how to be content. And I don't know what comes first, thankfulness or contentment. They both go hand in hand. Be as it may, if you're struck in a traffic jam, let me make a suggestion what you might do. Before getting frustrated and upset, teach your children contentment by suggesting there might be a serious car accident up ahead, and if there are people hurt, they need our prayers. See how that changes the situation around? Always look for an opportunity to show your contentment. That would be a very good thing, to pray for someone that has serious wreck. Or maybe somebody had car trouble and their car broke down. Who knows what's causing the long line, but put yourself in the other person's shoes. Reacting with impatience or complaining never helps build an attitude of gratitude. Now, I suspect there may be a few with us here today that going shopping on Friday. We call that Black Friday. I'm not sure where it got that name, but they have all these sales after Thanksgiving Day, and people stand in long lines to get these special bargains. And you're gonna find a lot of upset people. Don't be like them. Let's be like Paul and be content with whatever situation we find ourselves in. When I taught elementary PE, I learned very quickly that children respond very positively to attitude of gratitude. A quick response of thanks when a student has performed a good deed seems to always spur them on to want to do more. And then all the other children, they're like, well, hey, I want to be thanked too. And they want to do good deeds. And so it's a very good way to teach children how to be thankful. Now, why did those kids, why were they spurred on to do more good deeds? What's the answer? Why did they have such an effect on them? I think the answer is just simple. It's because it's human nature to love to be thanked. We all love to be thanked. We all love to be recognized for our good deeds. And grown-ups are included in that. God's included in that. We like to be thanked for our good deeds. And I know many of you have performed lots of good deeds, whether you got thanked or not. You didn't do them just to get thanked. You just did them because that's the right thing. Because as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, we're servants. We're here to serve, just like the Lord gave us an example of His servitude. Now, do you find the word polite in the Bible? No. I tried to look it up, and I didn't find the word polite in the Bible. But we know the principle is definitely there, don't we? Politeness is behaving in a way that shows respect to others, people's feelings. And I don't think we can stress politeness enough. We all need to learn how to be polite. We can't stress too much how important it is to be thankful. It helps us in so many ways. Well, guess what? That's my lesson. Short and sweet, to the point. It's never wrong to be thankful. Psalms 9:1 says to the choir master, according to Muthladen, a psalm of David, he says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. Colossians 2:6-7 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, I know that we have so many abundant things here in America. And I know that as a whole, as a nation, we are not near as thankful as we should be. But we know that all good things come from You. And we pray that You'll forgive us when we have been unthankful. Help us to know, Lord, that every good thing that we have, especially in the church, through the blood of Jesus, we have this great hope of eternal life. We give you honor and thanks. It's through the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a closing song that we do out of tradition to invite someone that may be in the audience that has been thinking about obeying the wishes of the Lord. We want you to know that invitation is open anytime, not just now, but now that we're here. And if your thoughts are in such a way that you want to obey the Lord, hey, we're here to encourage you, and we can help you do that. You just come forward and let us know while we sing the number selected.